The management of the Ghana Gas Company says it cannot afford to delay the project one day beyond the target date of the end of 2012 and at no extra cost. This is because of the danger any delay will cause to the Jubilee oil fields. The chief executive officer of the company, Dr. George Sipayanke, told newsmen in Accra that the government is determined to build, own and generate gas infrastructure that meets the best standards. For the rest of the story, here's Rayburn Bule.
The disruption in gas supply from the West Africa Gas Pipeline Company and its repercussion drive home the importance of regular and uninterrupted supply of natural gas to power thermal generation plants for electricity. It is against this background that the Ghana National Gas Company was set up to compress a three-year project into 1 year to utilize natural gas from the offshore Jubilee oil fields. Speaking to the media, the CEO of the Ghana Gas Company, Dr. Sipayanke, said the project cost is fixed at $750 million under a turnkey arrangement with one contractor who is Sinopec. However, Sinopec has engaged the services of highly experienced and qualified international companies for the different facets of their work.
The core gas processing plant is being fabricated by a Canadian firm called Thermo Design Engineering Company Limited, TD for short, in Canada. The offshore pipeline solution is being undertaken by an Italian company called Microferri. The front end engineering design for the offshore pipe was undertaken by Intexi Willis-Parson, an Australian and US company. And the detailed design of the offshore pipeline was carried out by a British-US company called J.P. Kenny. The feed for the gas processing plant is by a French company called Technip France, which produced the performance benchmark for the processing plant.
So far, Ghana Gas Company does not have any expatriates on its staff. This point was driven home by board chairman Dr. Kwesi Bochi. He made it clear that the challenge that the company has to deliver the best quality without the utilization of expatriates is something that must be achieved. The company is in collaboration with the Takoradi Polytechnic and KICAM Technical Institute for training of technicians, operators, welders and pipe fitters for operations and maintenance.
Rayburn Bule reporting.